Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today with Jay, I'm here with a guest.
Yo, it's your girl Ciola.
Okay, how do we know each other?
We met first year of college in our English 101.
Yeah,
English 101 class.
Mm-hmm. I like forced you to be my friend.
No, bro.
Yes, I did.
You kind of did, actually.
That's how all my friends are made. I forced them.
I remember, like, I complimented your tattoos.
You did?
I don't remember that. The ones on your arm.
I don't remember
your
that.
Numbers. And I was like, and I always thought you were Hispanic, but no.
Because I know.
Biracial.
Shut up! I know me and Fran were friends, mm-hmm. and then you and Dion were friends. And, like, you guys sat in front of us.
Yeah.
And then I would just, like, always hear you, like, talking loud, and I would just, like, shove myself into the conversation. Because I'm rude. And then we became friends with Zainab when... what's it called when I was like partners with her for like that fucking speech class that the professor hated
me. Yes.
For no reason.
Bettina.
She fucking hated me.
Bettina Murray.
Bro, you shot your whole government. What the fuck?
She'll be alright.
She probably retired. She better be retired by now.
Man.
Bro, she was on her last leg.
Bro, she's still stepping out with those ascots, okay?
Stop. she was everywhere.
Yo, Dion really used to think that she was drippy.
Yeah, but Dion has, like, a very, like, classy...
That's true.
Classy, that's like, true. Dion wants... Yeah, what is the word I'm looking for? Dion, like, wants to be, like, that older woman who's, like, stays drippy, even as, like, an old lady, like, sharp as a tack.
Exactly.
Like, on her
P&Q. I feel like that's what Dion is going to be, though, because her style right now is
she's
dope
classy,
as hell,
yeah.
So...
Yeah, definitely.
But not Bettina.
Bettina's a bitch. She was a bitch. Bro, she dead would fucking yell at me mm-hmm. for shit that I wasn't doing.
That shit used to be funny. I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't funny because I'd be like, bro, it's not even me. It was the fucking people behind me. And it's like, okay.
She's a biracial.
Shut up. Okay, so first thing on the list is tattoos.
Yes.
So, Ciola is literally my fucking tattoo buddy. She's the worst influence on me. You're the worst influence. No, it's you.
No.
You said it today.
All right, that's true. But listen.
It's usually you.
You were there for my second tattoo.
Yeah.
And then after that,
but whose idea was that time? Do you remember or no?
I think
dogs are going crazy.
I think it was... Because did you get a tattoo? No.
Yeah.
You got your nose pierced.
Yes, because I was broke. Because I was broke.
And I got...
No. It was because my mom said no. Because I was, like, going somewhere. And after. I don't remember where I was going, but she was like, no. Not right now.
But, yeah.
And then that's what happened. And then...
We just kept doing it.
And then... But we're fucking bad, and we do what you're not supposed to do, where we go to different tattoo shops every single time.
But I think we found our shop.
I think
we found...
It was a trial and error.
The shop that we wanted.
Because, okay, no, the first one that we went to that time, mm-hmm. when
Cholitos,
you got...
Placacitos.
Sure, whatever. I like the shop. It was clean. They were reasonably priced, because this one, I think, was $100, right? I was a little ticked off. Okay. I'm hella cheap when it comes to tattoos.
Which is bad.
I understand that, but I'm sorry. I just cannot... Because I don't get big tattoos. So, I feel like I shouldn't be spending $100 on the tattoos that I get. Like, it takes you literally 5 minutes. I feel like that should be $20. I understand that that's not how tattoos
work. Y'all can't see the face that I'm making, but I'm making a face.
Okay, whatever. But basically, they were, like, pretty reasonably priced.
Mm-hmm. The one that we went to today?
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah, we got tattoos today. Did we say that?
No. I was getting to that.
Okay.
That first place, the Hispanic
place. Oh, yeah, because their minimum is 50.
Which I love. I respect that.
And the one I was on Fulton I was trying to take you to is 40.
Which one?
The one that you claim is sketchy.
Which one? The one that we went to today?
Yes.
They are. They are. Okay, first of all, shop minimum is 40. That's sketchy.
It's less than... It's $10 less
than 50.
I know,
but it's like, why didn't you just make it even 50? I feel like they're doing some under-the-table shit. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, and then... okay, so we went to that place, like, twice. We went to that place at first, and then when we chilled with Dion, we went to another place. That place was hella sketchy, and that was more because we were in the moment and, like, just wanted a fucking tattoo right then and there, yeah. Right? When I got my heart one.
How much did I pay for?
I didn't even tip him.
I think I paid $120.
Mine was $60. Yeah, that place was bad with their pricing. That place was bad.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that.
But the heart, he charged me $60 for the heart.
Yeah.
I didn't.
He was going to charge you, like, what, $100?
No,
bro?
I think because the shop minimum was six. Oh,
the shop minimum was $100.
First of all, do you remember how long we waited?
Yep.
And then he's like, you can be inside, then you can't. Yes, you can. No, you can't. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro. But that was, like, kind of towards the beginning of COVID. It was, like, last summer. So, like, I kind of understand. Like, I think people are a little bit more lax now. But, I don't know. It was, like, on some weird shit. And then, I didn't tip him, but that was by accident. No, I swear to God it was. I swear to God it was. Because I definitely believe in tipping. You definitely tip.
It was by accident.
No, it was. Because it was, like, something, like, with the chip machine. Or, like, oh, he couldn't take it. He couldn't take tip on the card. I don't think you tipped him either.
I don't think I did.
Okay, so.
But that was deliberate.
What the fuck? Why? You don't like your tattoo from him?
It was $120.
Yeah, that was rape. I'm sorry. That was.
It was $120. But I told you.
I told you. Okay, not but I wanted a tattoo that. Though. Well, you should have got something different.
Like, this is bigger. This is bigger.
And it was 80. Yeah,
like,
yeah. Okay, so then today. Yeah, today. Well, today, Seal was trying to take me to that sketchy ass shop that. Because last time we chilled when we were with Kojo.
Mm-hmm.
It was my idea.
Yeah, you didn't. But then I was broke.
No, but then I was broke. I was broke to begin with, and then I was like, you know what? I really should not be spending this money. And also, my anxiety was through the roof, and I couldn't. Even though I know it's like this, and I know it's over, I like getting tattoos because I know it's over. Where like as piercings, it's like kind of still sore. Like kind of like be careful. You know what I mean? Like tattoos, like I could still live.
I guess.
I like tattoos better than piercings. I'm sorry. I just, even though they
I like tattoos lies, better than piercings too. That's why I only have the amount of piercings I have. Like, I'll continuously get tattoos.
Well, thank God that sketchy place was closed. I'm glad it was. It was a good thing. Yeah. Everything happens for a reason.
So something good.
But also, I knew it was a sign not to go there when the McDonald's fucking did not have sweet and sour. Because, okay, first of all.
You're going to base our tattoo experience off of the fact that the McDonald's across the street didn't have sweet and sour sauce.
This guy's flooring it. We went to.
How does that make you sound, Jalen?
Because how the fuck are you McDonald's and don't have sweet and sour sauce? I'm sorry.
I understand that. I want sweet and sour sauce too.
Their
for my
signature
fries.
Sauce?
I guess.
Like. Okay, like. That's your signature sauce. Everybody
actually the signature sauce is the Mac sauce.
Yeah, but they don't give that out. Like,
I mean, they could.
I think they do, but like, I'm saying like readily available, like in like the little cups. Like, you know what I mean? There was that. But on that subject, let me just remind you how fucking wild New York is. Mind you, it's a Wednesday night. It is a Wednesday night. All right, and it's about to happen again. It's about to happen again. Okay. See, I get so scared. We're in the car doing this right now. But basically, it's about to happen again. Dude. Okay. All right. Sorry. I totally just yelled. Anyway.
Why did he park?
I don't know. Anyway.
I'm sorry. My hood is
down. But basically, what's it called? New York. Mind you, it's a Wednesday night, so why the fuck is everyone out? I mean, I get it was the first nice day of the year, so everyone's like, we need to be outside. But be outside cautiously. So, okay, so we get to the other tattoo place, right? We park, and then we're gonna eat first, right? Okay, so we go back to my car to eat because we can't eat inside the plate to McDonald's. Then, right, and correct me if I am wrong.
I will correct you.
Okay, so I was, like, on the corner, right, and there was, like, a car or two in front of me. So, and then there was a block. So the guy pulls up into the block, like, about to make a right turn. reverses it, floors it into the space in front of me. I'm like freaking out because I'm like, bro, you're coming at easily like 30, right? Easily like 30 miles an hour.
That man.
Towards my car, reverse.
My man was I'm like, fast and furious.
Bro, for no reason. For no reason. For no reason. So I'm like beeping my horn. I'm beeping my horn, right? This man's car is at a 45 degree angle, still in the street. He gets out. He goes, I'm trying to park. Can you move back? I go,
then he says, no, then he says he has cameras.
Oh, yeah. He goes, yeah. I have cameras. I can see. I go, okay, well, why the fuck are you an inch? Why the fuck are you an inch away from my car if you have cameras? Like, I guess you can see that, how close you are. Why are you flooring it then? Mm-hmm. There was no need for you to floor it at all, right?
And then when the other dude was pulling back into the side that was trying to do the U-turn, and he came out the car to, like, try and guide traffic.
No, that was the same guy.
I know, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm leaving anyway. So, like, can you fucking move up? So, like, I have room to leave, right? So then he leaves his car in a 45-degree angle. He's still, like, halfway in the street, halfway in the spot. Gets out and mansplains the fuck out of it. Just, like, being a dick about it. Like, and like, gets in the middle of the street and, like, starts directing traffic. I'm like, dude, don't try to, like, dumb me down. I don't know. That shit just pissed me off.
That was me driving. I would have ran him over. I'm sorry.
All right. No.
Just.
Yeah. But I was just like, get the fuck out of my face. Like, he like, came up to my window. I was like, you did not have to get out of the car. At all. At all. A
cigarette.
Yeah. A bogey. Get the fuck out of my face with that shit.
And he was doing it in a car. He had a nice-ass car, too.
He had a Jeep.
That's a car
I guess, but still.
He had a Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Sure. I don't fucking know. Whatever. And then we saw a guy in, like, what is that? Like, a cart? It wasn't, like...
It was a van.
No, the guy was, like...
Oh! He was peddling?
Yeah. What is that? What would you, like...
I don't know what I would call
kinda
it.
Kinda, like, one of those, like, really, really small, like, old race cars. Like, where there's no top,
though. You ever seen Little Rascals?
Yeah, like one of those, like that. Yeah, like one of those, yeah, I don't know how to say that, but like whatever that. It was like that. All you saw is man's head and
his helmet.
It looked like he was like, it looked like it'd be like a car with like gas and stuff, but he had to have been pedaling because he was like bouncing that up and down and going hella slow. I was like, what the fuck?
He was most definitely what the fuck peddling.
And then people, oh, and then before I left the spot, yeah, I forgot about that. There was some guy trying to make a U-turn. So he's reversing to like almost T-bone my car, flooring it towards my car. I'm like, bro, like screaming. Like
a lot was just going on.
It was a lot. And then I started sweating.
For no reason.
Yeah, it was a lot. And I'm like, bro, dude, does everybody just floor it in reverse?
For
like,
no reason.
I can understand flooring it going forward, but you're flooring it in reverse. Like, he could have easily hit someone.
Most definitely.
Easily.
Because that didn't even look like he was, like, he was just going.
Just going. Like just going.
Checking.
I get, bro, because people with fucking cameras in the back of their car just rely on that shit.
Yep.
Like, that is God. Like, those cameras, like, yes.
Listen, I don't drive.
Like, that's how Mike it is. And, like, it has, like, the line. So, like, yellow, like, okay, you're kind of close. Red, like, you're really fucking close. And I'm like, Mike! He's like, it's in the red. I'm good. I'm like, but in real life, you're, like, an inch away. Mm-hmm. So, like, let's use, like, real life dimensions and not just this, like, 2-inch screen on your thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. There was that. It was a lot for a Wednesday.
A lot happened today for no reason.
For no reason, because it gets hot and people don't know how to act.
Listen, it's the city. People like to be like, skin out. Skin out season.
But COVID.
Skin out.
But COVID.
Skin out, but COVID.
So.
Keep COVID in the front of your mind.
You're bugging. Okay.
COVID in the pre-cortex.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Let's not throw terms out there.
It's the pre-cortex. Your prefrontal
cortex? Prefrontal cortex.
It's the same thing.
Pre-cortex is not...
Prefrontal cortex.
Yeah, prefrontal. No, then there's the prefrontal lobe. I don't know.
Don't correct me, but you don't know.
There's, like, the cerebellum. I know that's, like, with balance, because, like... They said
that's
like
in the
with,
middle of your head.
I don't know where it is, but I just remember it's with balance because like they think of like a boxing ring bell and like you're like out of balance. So, like, a cerebellum. Okay. Yeah. Right. Like, cerebral palsy, that's similar. And, like, isn't that, like, for people who don't have, like, good balance?
That's for people who have too much liquid in their skulls.
No, not in their skulls. In their, spinal fluid. In their... It's not in their lungs. No. It's in their lungs. Yes. That's
pneumonia.
No, that's when they have like this shaking thing. When they have like a vibrating.
Parkinson's?
No. When they have like a vibrating vest to like loosen up the mucus.
Cerebral palsy is when you have too much.
Or maybe that's that spinal... cystic fibrosis.
Cystic fibrosis is with your nerves.
Bro, what the fuck is it? Because now this is going to bother me.
I'm about to look it up.
No, what is it? It's like when you, it's when you have like mucus in your lungs.
Cerebral palsy?
No. No, what is...
Just mucus look. In the lungs is pneumonia.
No, it's like, it's like a chronic thing. Like they have it for life. What is it? What is it?
There's
chronic
obstructive pulmonary disease.
No.
Respiratory disease.
It's gonna come to me tonight, I guarantee.
About bronchitis?
No. It's like something that like you have like for your life. Like bronchitis. I've had bronchitis before and it went away.
I'm trying to think about like, what you're saying.
It's like people who have it, they have it for life and they have to wear like this like vibrating vest to like loosen up the mucus. Bro, this is gonna bother me now. It's gonna bother me. There was this girl. No, no, no. You know what you need to do? Go on YouTube, because there was this girl who I watched.
Asthma.
No! I know what asthma is. How do we... Go on YouTube, and her name was Claire, and she died. Rest in peace. But why are you laughing?
Why'd you say rest in peace?
Because she's dead.
Rest in peace.
She is dead. Look up Claire, and then I'm pretty sure her name was Claire. And, like, Claire dead.
Okay.
Like, because I don't know her face. Just that. Yeah, just search that. Just search that. Let me see. Her!
Wow.
What is it?
Claire Wineland dies at 21 after...
Yeah, but I need to know what she had. No, no, no. Just Google, what did Claire Wineland have?
Okay.
It'll... What did Claire Wineland have? But basically, I don't even know how the fuck we got onto the subject.
Because I said prefrontal cortex.
No, because you...
Pre-cortex.
Yeah. Because you fucking...
you wanted...
It just went on a tangent. What does it say?
She underwent a double lung surgery.
No,
shortly after surgery,
but what did she
Wineland suffered a stroke due to a blood clot, which...
Bro, no. What did she have?
Hold on.
Look on her Wikipedia.
She has a Wikipedia?
Yeah, it was right there. She was, like, a big deal. Let me see. Cystic fibrosis. What I said. Okay,
it's
then.
It's a genetic disorder.
What did I say? See, I know my shit, bro. All right,
my fault, bro. All right, I'll take the L.
No,
the L.
I said cerebral palsy. So yeah. No, but, so but I
dumb.
Did. No, but I did, but I did say cystic fibrosis after. I did.
You did.
Okay. I did. I know I did.
All right. You got it.
I did.
Okay. Whatever. I'm agreeing with you.
No, because you're just saying
no,
yes.
No, I'm saying you got it.
Whatever. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, next. Okay, so this is more you. And you could go in depth with it as much as you want or not. Whatever. So this is up to you.
So I don't know what your viewer demographic is like. But I'm gay, guys. Woo woo.
Okay, period.
Shout out to the Alphabet Squad.
All right.
I'm
you
the L.
are mocking your own people.
L in the Alphabet Squad.
Anyway, yeah,
that
so.
For a lesbian.
Bro, what? Obviously, yes, people know.
Sometimes people don't know.
If they don't, they're living under fucking rock.
Exactly.
So
yes.
Basically, so I've known you since 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like it's been longer. Anyways, so I remember when I first met you, you were dating this other girl, and I like remember you told me like your family like didn't really approve, but like I didn't know if it was like more like because like of your sexuality or if they just didn't really approve of her.
So I like to think of it because I've been out of the closet, like I've been openly liking girls since I was like 16.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that I liked girls when I was pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to say like 6.
Oh damn.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, when you know, you know.
Period.
So, around that time, like, when I came out, like, I wasn't really, like... Yeah, I came out to my family, like, yeah, I'm gay, da-da-da, but, like, I wouldn't, like, openly say, like, this is someone that I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm. You would just, like, say, pass him as your friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the first time that I brought my ex home, and, like, I was talking about her, like, I was on FaceTime with her a lot, like, going through, like, the talking stage and whatnot, and my mom, like, I guess, because, like, she wasn't really comfortable. Like, she knew I was gay.
Yeah.
She knew I liked girls. But I guess her seeing it...
It was, like, a different story.
Yeah. Okay. So, because when I first came out, that's what she said. She's like, that's a fine as long as I don't see it. Which kind of hurt.
So then that's not fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And which, it hurt a lot, obviously, because, you know, like...
It's, like, gonna be you. This is gonna
be the rest of my life. Uh-huh. So, you're gonna have to see eventually, Mom. And, you know, it... It became more of a problem when I was, like, getting more serious with her. And, like, it was obvious that, like, this is not a phase. Like, I'm doing this because I want to do this for
now,
me.
Now, do you think it's more, like a cultural thing? Because your mom's an immigrant? Or do you think it's more, like...
I mean, my mom has been in this country since she was, like, 11. So she grew up, like, most of,
like, same thing her with adolescence. My, actually, I think my dad came when he was 8. I don't know. But I feel like, especially with immigrant parents, like, it's either they're very, like, open to anything and everything or open to nothing.
Nothing, exactly.
It's very, like, total different ends of the spectrum. Like, thank God, like, my dad, both my parents are very, like, open to pretty much everything as far as, like, sexuality. And then, but, like, do you think, like, her culture, like, played a role in it or no?
Well, I mean, I grew up pretty religious, like, not on any part from my mother, mostly my grandmother. My mom, I wouldn't consider her heavily religious because, you know, she didn't really instill church. And, like, yeah, we would go to church, but we would go to church because my grandmother wanted us to go to church. So I wouldn't say that.
Like, does your grandma know?
That I'm gay?
Yeah. She's cool with it?
Most definitely.
Was she, like, more cool with it than your mom?
Most definitely.
Really?
Yeah, she used God as, like, a...
Like, God made you gay?
Yeah.
I'm weak. I'm weak. That's
she said that
funny.
If God wants that for you, then he wants that for you, and
then
that's okay.
Was your mom, like, cooler with it, like, then? Like, maybe, like, do you think, like, your
I feel like she got cooler with it.
When you were with Jada?
Yeah, because she loves Jada. Like, she loves
I think it might have been
Jada
a part with,
so
like,
much.
You were young, and she didn't really approve of your partner. Like, your ex. I think it was a mix of both.
I feel like it was that, too. But then again, it's like, you know, she used to say, like, even if it didn't have to do with my ex, like, she used to say shit to me, like, off the bat. Like,
really?
Slick-handed. Yeah. So, I feel like... You know,
I would not expect your
remember
mom to
I
that.
Left I left
yeah,
my mom's house. I left.
It was because of that?
Yeah, we had a big ass argument like a couple of days before I left.
Yeah, but you left recently, I feel like.
No, I left
like during COVID.
Yeah, like at the beginning.
Of COVID?
Yeah.
And were you weren't with anyone then, right? I don't think.
No, because no, you were already like this weird ass thing with
yeah,
two
you were
girls
already yeah,
just,
I know. We all know that was stupid on your part.
Okay.
That was stupid on your part.
Listen.
Whatever.
The
we
ladies
grow.
Want what the ladies
we grow.
Want.
All right, let's not get you into a fight with Jada. Just in case she listens to this.
The ladies want.
Okay,
the
stop. Jada, I am on your side with this one if you get mad at her. But, okay, yeah. I think... I'm surprised your mom, like, said that much to you. Like, I know you, like, told me that, like... She was, like, not the most understanding with it, but I didn't know she, like, would make, like, backhanded, like, statements to you.
Yeah, it was a lot of, like, miscommunication rooted in it,
and do you think it was more, like, she wasn't, like, educated in it, or, like, she just and, like, didn't fully understand it, or she, like, chose not to understand it, you think?
I feel like it was more the fact that she wasn't educated in it. And because I took gender studies, I am a gender studies
okay,
minor.
I get it.
No, I'm just saying
you take gender studies.
Don't hate, appreciate.
Oh my God.
So, every time I learned something, like, I felt was different and was new. Like, mm-hmm. I would always, because she would ask me about, like, my classes and stuff. Like, so, mm-hmm. yeah, we learned
it. Oh, you share it with her?
Yeah. And she would ask me questions, like, for clarification.
Okay, so she was, like, trying.
She was trying. Like, after we started, most definitely. After we started, like, talking more, mm-hmm. like, over last summer, mm-hmm. like, after we started talking more, and, like, I would come back home more often. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm living here again.
Yeah.
So.
Like, you don't stay at your aunt's house at all?
No. Because that's a whole different story itself. But.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. So, ever since I've been here, it's, like, I can go and come as I please. If I bring Jada over, mm-hmm. I bring Jada over. If I go to stay over at Jada's house,
she doesn't make the
prop. No.
That's good.
So.
I mean, maybe one good thing did come out of COVID.
Possibly. So, to all my folks struggling out there.
It gets better.
It gets better.
I mean, it most of the time it gets better.
Hoping for everyone that it gets
most
better.
Most of the time it gets better.
Hope everyone that your situation gets better. It doesn't stay like that forever. Sometimes all it right, does. Whatever. Sometimes it does. I'm not gonna lie.
All right. Speaking of the fucking quarantine with the vaccine, how do you feel about that?
Vaccine. I mean. Listen, I'm down to get it. You know, it's very, like, polarized in the Black community uh-huh. for reasons unbeknownst to me.
Well, because I feel like a lot of people, like, a lot of Black people think, like, because hasn't there been, like, past, like, yeah, like, with the Tuskegee?
Airmen?
Yeah. Syphilis? Right? Am I, yeah, like, making right. sure? Okay. Not I wanted to make sure.
Why did I say airmen?
Like,
I
the just Tuskegee experiments. Yeah, Tuskegee. Yeah, and, like, yeah. basically, so if you don't know what that is, basically, like, with the government, like, they, like,
injected syphilis
into Black people to, like, to study it, right?
Yeah.
It's still fucked See up. How it grows it's and what? Still fucked up because they didn't know, right?
Yeah.
So I guess a lot of Black people have, like, fears from that because mm-hmm. that was. Fairly recent, right? Like, within the last 100 years?
I was in, like, done in, like, the 1940s,
within the 50s, last 100 years, yeah.
40s,
so, like, 50s type fairly time. Recent, like, mm-hmm. within the living generation.
Yeah.
And I think, like, okay, my thing is, I don't think it's smart to, like, not want it just to not want it. Like, mm-hmm. fuck that, no. You got me fucked up. Like, when people say, like, with the microchips and shit, I'm like, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's like, why it's right, so...
That...
That's why COVID has been, like, a whole-ass hoax to Black people
since I don't think... No, I don't think shit. It's hoax.
No, I'm saying, like, they believe it's a hoax.
I feel like that's more coming from white people. Like, Republicans who, like, on anti-maskers.
I'm talking about, like, Caribbean immigrants.
They think it's a hoax.
Listen,
like anti-maskers.
My aunt, she literally believes that they are putting a, like, some shit is in the air or, like, some it's in the wires. Uh-huh. Remember that whole thing was, like, it was, like, the 5G,
bro. Yo. I was like, how does that even make, like, sense?
If anything, it wouldn't cause a virus if it was 5G,
mm-hmm. which is not,
quote unquote. It would be radiation.
Yeah. And that would, like...
Cancer.
Yeah.
So...
Not, like, getting a little sick and then, like, you it going
literally
away.
Literally lose your hair and die.
Yeah.
So...
That makes sense. But, like, I'm saying... Or, like, what gets me... And I did this in a rant on my Snapchat, and I don't care. If the shoe fits, wear it. When, like, people are smoking and drinking every day. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. I don't know what the fuck is in that. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, your body's mm-hmm. a temple. All of a sudden, your body's a fucking temple.
Exactly.
Copping weed from randos, bro. Yep.
Only no. cop weed from your weed, man. All right,
don't smoke weed. No, I'm kidding. Do what you want.
There's nothing wrong
Do
with
what you,
weed.
There's,
weed is legal now all right, in NYC. All right, all right. Woo!
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just... I just don't do it, but whatever. But if you're gonna do it, like, do it smartly. Like, don't yes. just, like...
You know how DMX
nowadays,
got...
All right.
You know how DMX got addicted to cocaine? His weed was laced
Bugging.
With cocaine.
Bugging. That's OD. See? That's what I'm saying. Cocaine. Nowadays, you don't know what the fuck is in that shit. That shit is so,
R.I.P. DMX.
All right.
Shout out to Yonkers.
Oh, my God. Basically, no. But, like, that's what gets me is, like, when people are, like, smoking, drinking, doing crazy shit, dirty shit, like... sharing shit with people, and it's like, and then you're like, oh well, I don't want to get the vaccine. It's like, yeah, you look stupid. And sound mad stupid.
It's very dumb.
My
unless
thing
you
is,
like, Jehovah's Witness Or, like...
Why they don't do anything? Yeah. Like, they don't do any vaccinations? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Or, like, you're, like, in the Church of Scientology.
All right, like, that's, like, a cult. That's a fucking cult. So.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you, no. There's no other reason for you not to get the vaccine.
All right, well, like, no. Unless for me...
religious reasons or, like, serious
personal reasons. Yeah, like, reasons. For me, my thing is... I have two things. So, like, one, I've heard... And I definitely have to do more research into this. I've heard that, like, with fertility, and I'm worried about that because I want kids. Where, like, my mom, like, she's older. She had her kids, so she's like, fuck it. I don't care. Like, if that is the case, I had my kids. Same thing with my nana, my dad, my stepmom, shit like that. They've had their kids. I'm still young and want to have kids, so it's like, okay, I have, like, more to lose. And another thing is, like... I know this sounds horrible, but I would want it to be approved for, like, babies before I get it. Like, okay, yes, down to 16 is good. It's great. But, like, babies. Once you start giving that shit to babies.
Remember that COVID doesn't, like, babies don't really get that shit.
I thought off they COVID. Could get it. Wasn't there, like, a case where, like, a woman was pregnant and she gave birth? Maybe I'm thinking of something else. I don't know. Okay.
Talking about the Zika virus?
Maybe. I don't fucking know.
Zika.
Zika.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. I don't know. But, I don't know. I would want... Yeah, but, okay, like, vaccines, like, that we got as a baby, mm-hmm. that shit nobody gets anymore. Like, you know what I mean? But I don't even know what vaccines I fucking have.
Like, there's, like, the 11-year-old shot, like...
I just got another vaccine the other day.
Tetanus shot.
Or not, like, the other month. And I don't know what the fuck it was.
Measles.
Nobody gets measles anymore. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Because we get the vaccines.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I'd... Shit you give to baby...
Polio.
Is that even a thing anymore? Can you get polio anymore?
It could fucking happen.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Anything could fucking happen.
I guess, whatever. But yeah, that's my take on it. But, and also, like, I'm on, like, a line about it. Like, I'm like, okay, if shit really were to happen, there's no way they would allow this many people to get it.
Exactly. Because people think that, like, oh, the government is trying to kill us off.
I don't think that,
no. What does the government profit? Profit.
Yeah, because if anything, they would profit
off
from
their population.
They would profit from you being alive.
Exactly.
And then also, like, with the microchip thing, bro, if they want... They can track you.
They already track us.
Literally your phone.
There's cameras. They already track us.
That, there's cameras on every fucking street corner.
They literally
already track us. And plus, also...
The CIA has all of our phone taps.
No, I don't think that.
That's true.
I don't think that.
I'm telling you it's true.
I don't think that.
I'm telling you it's
true. But my thing is, what the fuck... Like, okay, if you think about it, this is gonna be another tangent. If you think about it, like, there's more of the general population than there is of the CIA, FBI, shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Why would they need to track plain Jane, little old me? Track the fucking drug, like, El Chapo people.
Didn't why? El Chapo?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. I know they just got his wife.
No. Oh, yeah, his wife don't know shit.
She knows.
I know.
She knows, bro. There's no
His
way.
His wife will ride or
actually, I don't know. She might not know. He might be.
Nah.
Bro, there's no way.
She fucking
like
knew.
With the news. There's
she
no way.
Knew,
even
bro.
Maybe she didn't know at first, and then she was like, "Oh my god."
She knew.
She probably knew it was like some shit.
She knew, but she don't want to tell because she don't want to die.
Because he'll kill her.
Exactly.
Whatever. Anyway, no. But the thing is, like, why would the CIA need to know where, like? There's like, I'd like to believe there's a lot more good people than there is bad. So it's like, why would they need to track all these people? First of all, that is like damn near impossible to track. Think about it. There's more of us than there is the CIA. Each CIA person would need like 1,000 people to assign to them to track.
No, but like they're agencies. They're little.
I get that, but it's like, why would they need to track? Why? For what? For what? For what?
Oh, terrorist alerts. Duh.
Bro, I mean, I guess to go, like, back and to backtrack, like, okay, how did this happen? But I don't think they're tracking on a level where, like, he's here now. Like, I think it's more for, like, backtracking and, like proof. Like, so if, like, something were to happen, right? Like, if, say, you committed, like, a terrorist crime, and they're like, well, she was here on this day.
Crime.
Don't even joke about that.
They're listening right now.
Stop. Nobody's listening to my podcast. Like, I don't know, but
I got some ops listening to this shit. I don't know.
No. No. She's a biracial. Shut up. All right. Well, that's all we have for today. All right. Stop.
I just want to finish the line.
No.
Okay.
All right. But thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.